Hare Krishna, I welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Jepa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Keshavananda Prabhuji to enlighten us on topic Sri Jagannatha Astakam. Hare Krishna Keshavananda Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. Thank you so much Prabhuji for joining and giving your association. Please take over the call Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Yeah,
Hare
Krishna.
Hare
Krishna Mataji.
Oh, before I hand over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to hand over the call to Sureshwar Sam Prabhuji to give the introduction.
Hare Krishna devotees, Dandavat Pranam. Can you hear me, Mataji?
Yes, yes, Prabhuji, yes.
It is an honor. I will try to briefly introduce Prabhuji. So it is an honor and to have His Grace Dr. Keshavananda Prabhuji on the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Bhakti Vikasa Swami Maharaj. Prabhuji is a doctor by profession, but he has dedicated full time to the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Currently, Prabhuji is overseeing an eco farm community which is based on the principles of Varnashram. The farm is located in Rajpura town district, Patiala district, Punjab, India. So Prabhuji has authored several books like The Cheaters and the Cheated, Secrets of Yoga, Mighty Efforts, Crazy Ideas, and Science Fails to Explain Life. So Prabhuji took a serious study of Sanskrit under various scholars and has spent several years studying science, both modern and Vedic. Now since the last 20 years, he has been conducting seminars and lectures in various colleges and universities in India as well as abroad on various themes such as the Vedic perspective of the world, science logged in the ancient Sanskrit texts, science, philosophy and religion, science and God, and many others. So Prabhuji's lectures are very thought-provoking, inspiring, and always questioning the audience, make the audience remember the goal and aim of life, pushing the listeners to thoroughly read Srila Prabhupada books. His lectures to the college students make them think about the importance of spirituality. And one thing I felt is we have to listen from Prabhuji, the glories of Lord Chaitanya and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So what I will do is I will put the links of Prabhuji's lectures that are available in Hindi and English and on SoundCloud and on his YouTube channel and his current directory. With that, thank you, Prabhuji, for joining us. And I'll hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. By the way, is my voice clear, Mataji, or who's the coordinator?
It's good, Prabhu. Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to discuss Jagannatha Astakam today. I just wanted to discuss this topic because everybody. Oh, somebody has to mute their.
Yeah, we did, Prabhu. We did, Prabhu.
Yeah. So, this topic, Jagannatha Astakam. Everybody knows this Jagannatha Astakam. So that's why I thought let's discuss this, because if there is any poem or poetry in history which completely summarizes our Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhant, that is Jagannatha Astakam. And surprisingly, this summary of Gaudiya Vaishnava history, Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhant, it's not coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the way. This poem is written by Shankaracharya. He who destroyed devotion by his philosophy of Mayavad.
There's a comment.
He destroyed himself by speaking Jagannatha Astakam. That's what is Jagannatha Astakam all about. Okay, I'll just speak about Jagannatha Astakam, but before that, let me just offer an invocation. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurvamle Tamyena Tasmai Shri Gurudena Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Pele Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namaya Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Chari Visheshunyavadi Parishna Pishta. Okay, so Yeah, I was telling Jagannath Ashtakam is interesting because it summarizes all Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. It is interesting because it's spoken by none other than Shankaracharya, who came to destroy devotion by spreading Mayavad, but by speaking this Jagannath Ashtakam, probably in his ecstasy, he destroyed his own philosophy of Mayavad, even perhaps without him understanding what he's doing. Maybe later he realized what he has done. Jagannath Ashtakam is also interesting because this is a poem which seeds the Gaudiya Vaishnava mood. Now, generally, we hear Madhavendra Puri, he put the seed of Gaudiya Vaishnava understanding, of actually, he brought the seed of Radha Dasyam in this world, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita. But actually, even before him, Shankaracharya, he brought the seed from spiritual world, which was actually sown by Madhavendra Puri in the soil. Madhavendra Puri did a job of farmer. He actually sowed the seed in the soil. But who brought the seed? That was Shankaracharya around how many years? 1700 years back, Shankaracharya came and he's speaking about everything about Vrindavan pastimes, Mathura pastimes, the mood of separation, about love, and about especially Jagannath Ashtakam is very interesting because it mentions the name of Radha. Shrimati Radha's name is very conspicuous. It's hidden in scriptures. Although many scriptures name Radha very explicitly, just like Garg Samhita, Brahmavaivarta Puran, they speak about Radha. But as far as Upanishads and Vedas are concerned, it's very hidden. Even in Srimad Bhagavatam, she is named indirectly. But here is a poem by a person who believed that Vedas and Upanishads are the pinnacle of all scriptures. And he is naming Srimati Radharani in this poem. I mean to say, if it comes from Shankara, Radha's name comes from Shankara, we can be sure that Radha's name is present in Vedas, either explicitly or implicitly, either it's there clearly or in hidden form. But she is there, because if she was not there, then Shankara of all would not have mentioned the name of Radha. Okay, that's why Jagannath Ashtakam is so interesting, because of these points. Okay, let's just go directly into Jagannath Ashtakam. Now, Jagannath Ashtakam, there are 8 verses, we all know. And these 8 verses are set in a pattern. The first 2 verses are describing about Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna. And the next 2 verses, 3rd and 4th verses, that is Mahamondesh Tire Kanakaruchire, and then Kripa Varavara, 3rd and 4th verse. It is talking about Mathura pastimes when Krishna has gone to Dwarka, summarizing those pastimes. And then 5th and 6th verse, which is Ratharudo Vachan Pathimilata, and then 6th verse is Param Brahma Pida, Dalotfulla, Yakovalaya Dalotfulla Nayano. This 5th and 6th verses are talking about how Krishna is coming back from Mathura to Vrindavan. Return journey, or his longing to return, whatever, or in other words, the Rath Yatra of Jagannath. And the last 2 verses are talking are about prayers to Lord Jagannath, for a devotee is praying to Lord Jagannath. So you see that Hare Krishna. So you see, it's a complete prayer. This prayer is a complete prayer, answering all the questions. Who is Krishna? What are his qualities? What is his mood? What are his pastimes? And what a devotee should pray to. You see, that's why Jagannath Ashtakam is so important. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always used to sing Jagannath Ashtakam. Jagannath Ashtakam is being sung for Jagannath daily for thousands of years. Jagannath likes Jagannath Ashtakam. Jagannath Ashtakam is a poem which expresses Mahaprabhu's mood clearly what was his mood in Jagannath Puri. Shankaracharya predicted his mood, and Mahaprabhu exactly followed Shankaracharya in following that mood which Shankaracharya actually foretold hundreds of years back. So in that thing, in that context, Mahaprabhu, although he was an enemy of Mayavad, being a Vaishnava, he followed Shankaracharya as far as Jagannath Ashtakam goes. Okay, so let's just go into these verses. If you have Jagannath Ashtakam, you can open in your computer or book or whatever. If you remember, that's good. Okay, so the first verse is Kadachit Kalindi Tatapipina Sangeeta Karavo Mudabhiri Nari Vadana Kamala Swada Madhupa Rama Shambhu Brahma Marapati Ganesha Architapato Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami. Now this verse is clearly talking about who is Jagannath. Now, who is Jagannath? Well, we understand he is Krishna. But of course, at that time, it was at the time of Shankara, there was many opinions. Some people considered Jagannath as Buddha. Some people considered some ghost. Some people considered Jagannath as Kali. It was very confusing. Some people considered Jagannath as Krishna, but not exactly Vrindavan Krishna. But Shankara is clearly saying, who is Jagannath? Shankara is saying, well, he is Kadachit Kalindi Tata Bipina Sangeeta Karavo. So he's saying Kadachit Kalindi. Now this word Kalindi is coming. Very interesting. Kalindi means Yamuna. And Tata Vipina, on the bank of Yamuna, Sangeeta Karabo. This person, Jagannath, on the bank of Yamuna, he is producing a music, Sangeeta Karabo. That's very interesting. How he's producing a music? Of course, by his flute. So who is this? It's clear. There is no Yamuna in Dwarka, there is no Yamuna in Mathura, there is no Yamuna in any other place. Yamuna is only in Vrindavan. And Krishna plays flute only in Vrindavan. In Dwarka and Mathura, he doesn't play flute. Vaikuntha is out of question. Krishna is not there in Vaikuntha, by the way. So who is Krishna? Who is Jagannath? He is Krishna, but Vrindavan Krishna. Now, Shankara is clearly pointing. Jagannath is Vrindavan Krishna. He is not even Dwarka Krishna. He is not even Mathura Krishna. He is Vrindavan Krishna. Such a beautiful line. Shankara clearly understands who is Jagannath. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri. When an option was given to go to Vrindavan or Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, but then devotees requested, please go to Jagannath Puri because we can visit you. Mahaprabhu says, okay, fine. Because he knew that Jagannath is Vrindavan Krishna. But then Jagannath is not just Vrindavan Krishna. Shankara is saying, Mudabhiri Nari Vadana Kamla Swada Madhupa. Shankara says, Nari. Nari means females, gopis. Mudabhiri, Muda means happiness. Abhiri, Abhiri means Abhiri Nagari. Bhakti Thakur uses this word, isn't it? So in that song, Vibhavari Shesha, if you see Abhira Nagari. So these gopis, these ladies, Nari, they belong to Abhira class. Abhira means cowherd community, one of the caste community. So these are cowherd girls. What Krishna is doing by producing this music, even the waves, Vipina, even the waves of Kalindi, they are dancing on the music which is produced by the flute, Sangeeta Karavo. And what that music is doing, Mudabhiri Nari, it's giving happiness to this cowherd damsels. Vadana Kamala Swada Madhupa. And these cowherd girls, what they're doing, Kamala Swada Madhupa, these cowherd girls, example is given, they are like bees. Krishna is like, Krishna's body is like Vadana body, Kamala means lotus. Krishna's body is like lotus and swada, and they are tasting the form Krishna. That's what they're doing. So who is Jagannath? Jagannath is Vrindavan Krishna in the mood of Madhurya. That is Jagannath. Clear. This is absolutely clear. The Shankara clearly understand, in spite of being Mayavad, I mean to say, how can you expect the founder of Mayavad to understand, to go to such a depth? By this we can understand Shankara is a devotee from inside. And there's evidence for that in Prabhupada Puran. Prabhupada gives that Shankara is Lord Shiva. And here he comes and he says, this is Jagannath. He is Krishna in Madhurya Bhav. It's so nice. But then Shankara is not a fool, by the way. Shankara is a founder, is an acharya, and acharya always, when they speak something, when they reveal something, they reveal it in a fashion in which people can approach that person. So Shankara understands that there can be sahijyas who will not understand all these things, this sweetness. So he brings the greatness of God. By this Rama Shambhu Brahma Marapati Ganesha Archita Pado. So Rama means Lakshmi, Shambhu means Shiva, Brahma means Brahma, Marapati, he is, Brahma, and then Amarapati, that is Indra, and then Ganeshar, Ganesh, Archita Pado, Krishna's lotus feet is worshipped by Lakshmi, Shiva, Brahma, Ganesh, Indra. You see, Shankara is exactly following Srimad Bhagavatam. Shankara never wrote a commentary on Bhagavatam. He was very tensed. He wrote commentaries on Upanishads and Vedas and on almost all the books he wrote commentaries. He could have written on Bhagavatam also, but he didn't touch it because he knew Srimad Bhagavatam is topmost Purana, and it's very difficult to twist Srimad Bhagavatam, all these verses, and then bring out Mayavad. But nevertheless, he could have done, he is not Shiva. But he didn't do that because he knew Bhagavatam is the incarnation of Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam, if I touch it, if I twist it, it will be an offense to Krishna. And at the same time, by the same time, he wrote a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Jagannath Ashtakam. By the way, if you notice properly. And he got the spirit of Srimad Bhagavatam in Jagannath Ashtakam. So he got the spirit. The spirit of Srimad Bhagavatam. You see, Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukdev Goswami, he spoke in the same manner. Exactly the same manner he spoke. Srimad Bhagavatam, okay, fine. So what Srimad Bhagavatam? Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukhdev Goswami, he not only speaks about sweetness of Krishna, he also speaks about greatness. Actually, sweetness and greatness, they are actually intertwined in Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's why the sweetness becomes more sweet. The greatness serves the sweetness of God. And that's the same thing. The first two lines is sweetness. Third line is sweet greatness, which actually serves the sweetness. Now we know that Krishna is not just playing with gopis, but he is being prayed and served by big, big personalities. And that mix of greatness and sweetness, that brings rasa. So you see, Shankara is exactly following the footsteps of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he says, Jagannath Swami Nayana Patanami Bhagavatamai. So here, Shankara has directly entered Srimad, he has directly entered Vrindavan, and especially Ras Leela, he is there in Madhurya Bhava. And then second verse, he says, Bhuje Savve Venom Shirasi Shikipitcha Kati Tate. He says, what he is doing there? Bhuje Savve Venom, he is carrying a flute in his hand. Shirasi Shikipitcham Kati Tate. And he is having Shikipitcham, a peacock feather, Shirasi, on his head. Dukulam Netrante. And his eyes are playing and looking here and there. And what he is doing? Sachara Kataksham Vidatate. He is giving Kataksha. He is giving mercy to his Sahachar, his associates, which are gopis. This is the mood of Krishna in Vrindavan. So the first verse is talking about the entity of Krishna, and the second verse is talking about the mood of Krishna. So Bhujay, so this is a mood. So what's his mood? His mood in Vrindavan is just to play flute. That's what he wants. That means his mood in Vrindavan is primarily Madhurya Bhav. He's having a peacock feather. Peacock feather is Uddipana, inciting factor for gopis. Dukulam Netrante, even eyes and flute, all of these are exciting factors, Uddipana of Madhurya Bhav. And what he's doing, his mood is to give mercy, Sahachara Kataksham, and love to his devotees. That's what his mood is. That's what his primary desire is. And what he does, Sada Srimad Vrindavan Vasati Leela Paricheya. He's always staying in Vrindavan, Vasati Leela Paricheya, and he's doing pastimes. He's playing in Vrindavan. That's his mood. He wants to play in Vrindavan. That's his eternal mood. This is Jagannath Swami. And then Shankara says, Jagannath Swami, Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. This is, hey Jagannath Swami, Nayana Patagami. Please come on the pathway of my eyes. Actually, he doesn't say please come. He says, Bhavatume. When that day will come, when I can see you everywhere. Nayana Patagami. Patha means path. On whichever path I put my eyes, when that day will come that I will see you. In other words, when that day will come, when I will perceive you everywhere, ito narsimha, parato narsimha, yato yato yami, tato narsimha. I see outside, I see inside, I see up, down. Wherever I see, I might see you. When that day will come, that perfection of Krishna consciousness, that Shankara is actually very eager for. And he's praying, Jagannath Swami, Nayana Patagami. That is Uttamadhikari, isn't it? Bhagavad Bhavam Atmana. That is Uttamadhikari. So this is the second verse. The mood of Krishna. The mood of Krishna is simply to play in Vrindavan, is simply to give love and mercy to his devotees. And that's all. That's what he wants to do. Nothing else. So this is complete Vrindavan pastimes, you see. And he doesn't want to leave Vrindavan. This is about Vrindavan. That's what he's doing. All now you might ask me, okay, what about other pastimes? He's playing with boys, he's killing of demons, his pastimes, Vatsalya Bhav, Daseva, what about that? That's also there in Vrindavan. But the whole point is this Madhurya Bhav, all other rasas are serving Madhurya. That's the whole point of Vrindavan. So just by mentioning Madhurya Bhav, Shankara has captured whole Vrindavan pastimes, entire Vrindavan pastimes, because all pastimes, all rasas are serving Madhurya. So Shankara doesn't need to mention all other pastimes. He has encapsulated Jagannath, Krishna's identity and mood in just two verses. And this is what we are expected as Gaudiya Vaishnavas to understand and to perceive and to achieve. Okay, now Krishna leaves from Vrindavan to Mathura or Dwarka. The third and fourth verses is about Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna in Dwarka. Now remember this is the point. So you have to take care of that. Shankara is not talking about Dwarka Krishna. Or he's not talking about Mathura Krishna. He is saying this Jagannath is Vrindavan Krishna in Mathura and Dwarka. Mathura or Dwarka. It's the same. That's why in third and fourth verse he says, Mahabodhes tire kanaka ruchire neela shikare. Vasan prasadanta sahaja balabhadrena balina. So he says, Mahabodhes tire. He says that this Mahabodhe, Ambodhi means ocean. There is a great ocean, the bank, tire. Kanaka Ruchire, there is a golden hill, and on that Neela Shikhare, there is a structure whose shikhar, whose peak is touching Neela, the sky. And probably, yeah, so now he's talking about Jagannath temple. because golden structure is a beach. If you see Jagannath temple from the ocean, if you see, you will see from far off, you will see the golden beach and then Jagannath temple, the tip, the chakra touching the sky, and the bank of Mahabodhi, great ocean, Indian Ocean. So he says, now that's the point. Jagannath Puri, it represents Dwarka. Jagannath Puri represents Dwarka. And he's saying there's a great structure there. And who is there inside? Vasana Prasadanta Sahaja Bala Badrena Balina. Jagannath is staying with Sahaja Bala Badrena, with Balramji. He's staying with Balramji. Vasan is staying. And also Subhadra Madhyastha. Okay, Balramji is there, but then if Balramji is also there in Vrindavan. So you can say, well, how do you know can be Vrindavan because there's Balram. But no, Subhadra Madhyastha. There is also Subhadra. By saying Subhadra Madhyastha, we can understand that Shankara is saying that this place is Dwarka because Subhadra is not there. Subhadra is not there. So he's saying that this Jagannath is Vrindavan Krishna who is now in Dwarka suddenly. So, and we know that Krishna leaves Vrindavan to Dwarka. And what is happening? Sakala Sura Seva Vasarado. So many demigods are serving him there in Dwarka. So Shankara is switching over from Vrindavan pastimes to Dwarka pastimes. But the personality is same. Personality is Vrindavan Krishna. And it will be clear ahead. So Sukha Sakala Sura Seva Apsarado. So he's giving, Sura means demigods, Seva Apsar, he's giving opportunity to demigod to serve him. So he's in a Aishwarya Bhav now. Well, but he's Vrindavan Krishna. So he is Vrindavan Krishna. He is, Shankara is trying to make things, and things are complicated, but he's trying to bring the whole picture. He's saying he's Vrindavan Krishna, he's having Madhurya Bhav in his heart. But in Dwarka, he accepts Aishwarya Bhav externally. That's why he says, Sakala Sura Seva Apsar. Krishna in Dwarka, he gives opportunity to demigods to serve him. So he is in Aishwarya Bhav. By this, we can understand that even if Krishna accepts Aishwarya Bhav, his internal mood is always Madhurya Bhav. We can understand. So you see, this is perfect Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And that's why Mahaprabhu was very happy to come to Jagannath Puri, because Jagannath Puri, it was not Mahaprabhu's concoction to say Jagannath Swami, he is Vrindavan Krishna and he is in the Dwarka with mood of Vrindavan. He is, you can say Mahaprabhu was a crazy person. No, he had evidence of Jagannath Ashtakam. Shankara pre-told all these things hundreds of years back. And probably Ramanuja, Madhva, Nimbarka, they might also definitely have read Jagannath Ashtakam. And they also knew all these things. So inside their heart, they knew Jagannath is Vrindavan Krishna and he is the topmost person. And then fourth verse, Shankara is saying, okay, what are his qualities? What he's doing in Dwarka? Kripa Bara Bara Sajala Jalada Shreni Ruchiro. He is simply distributing mercy. Kripa Parava. In Dwarka, he is distributing mercy. That's his qualities. Suddenly, Shankara is talking about his qualities in Dwarka. Or his qualities, actually. Kripa. So there, we talked about Sahachara Kataksham. There we talked about he is Kataksha. He is distributing love in Vrindavan. But he is distributing mercy in Dwarka. So you see, that's Madhurya Bhav is to do with love. It's not to do with mercy. If you say Madhurya Bhav should do with mercy, that's Rasa Bhas. It's all love. So nobody says that the girlfriend is doing mercy on boyfriend or boyfriend is doing mercy. It's crazy. Or the wife is doing mercy on husband. It's crazy. They love. And Dwarka, it's Kripa. He's distributing Kripa. Sajala Jalada Shreni Ruchiro. His form is Sajala Jalada. Sajala means full of water. Jalada means cloud. His form is his color is of the cloud full of water. That is Shyamarup. The same form. Form is the same of Vrindavan Krishna. but his duties are different in Dwarka. Rama Vani Rama. Rama means Lakshmi. Vani means Saraswati. What Dwarka Lakshmi and Saraswati, Ramha. What Krishna is doing, he is giving bliss to Lakshmi and Saraswati. See, gopis are not there now. It's Lakshmi and Saraswati. Now that's very interesting. So we know that he's talking about Dwarka. Suradamala Pankeru Amukha. And what they're doing, they are they're simply tasting. Amala means pure. Pankeru Amukha. Mukha means face. Pankeru means lotus petals, whose face is like lotus petal or lotus. They are simply, all devotees are relishing his face, lotus face. And Surendra Radhya, he is being worshipped by Sura Indra, by Indra and many demigods. And then, and Shrutigana Shikha Gita Charito. And his pastimes and qualities, Gita, are being sung. Charito means characteristics, pastimes, are being sung by Shrutigana Shikha. Shruti means Vedas. Shikha means the topmost. Topmost portion of Vedas. Gana means portion. Topmost portion of Shrutis is Upanishads. They are singing Gita, Charita, the characteristic of Krishna, of the Jagannath. Now, by this line, Shankara has destroyed himself, by the way. Because according to Shankara, Upanishads are only talking about formless Brahman. That is the base of Mayavad. Shankara had to establish Mayavad, and Mayavad talks about one thing, formless Brahman. That's all. A Brahman which is formless, everything is Brahman, and that's formless. That is Mayavad. I am Brahman, you are Brahman, and everything is formless. But what's the evidence? Upanishads. And in fact, Shankara goes to such an extent, he says that even Puranas are wrong. I mean to say, Puranas are also insufficient for lower people. And the other sections of Vedas, like Karmakand sections and other sections, Brahmanas and Aranyakas, Samhitas, they're also not so much relevant to attain Brahman as Upanishads are. So in his eyes, Upanishads are the topmost authority. If any scripture which contradicts Upanishads, that has to be abandoned. That's his proposal. And now he himself is saying, these Upanishads singing about the glories of this person, Jagannath, who is none other than Vrindavan Krishna. He's having a form, he's having a mood, he's having a person. What the hell Shankara is doing? He's contradicting himself, he's destroying his Maya. So if you meet a Mayavadi, you can say, if they say Upanishads talking about formless Brahman, you can say, well, Shankara has sung Shruti Gana Shigita Shikha Gita Charito. Your founder has himself contradicted himself. This is the beauty of Jagannath. And probably Shankara spoke this song in his ecstasy as Shiva. And things came out. He couldn't stop himself. Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. This line, Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami, this is separation. Shankara is feeling separation from Krishna. You see, he's feeling separation from Vrindavan Krishna, who is now residing in Mathura. That is a mood of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is not feeling separation from Vrindavan Krishna, who is residing in Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya is feeling separation from Vrindavan Krishna, who is residing in Mathura. And by the way, that's about Rath Yatra. Fifth verse is about Rath Yatra, explaining Rath Yatra. But bringing Krishna back from Mathura to Mathura Dwarka to Vrindavan. So that same thing Chaitanya was doing. He was remembering Krishna in Dwarka, Vrindavan Krishna in Dwarka. And that's why he was feeling separation. Or in Kurukshetra, when Radha met Krishna, it was the same thing. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Lord Chaitanya stayed in Kurukshetra, not in Dwarka, not in Vrindavan, in mentally, not even in Jagannath Puri. And that's what is about Rath Yatra. And fifth verse says, now this is what Dwarka pastimes. Now fifth and sixth talks about bringing Krishna back from Dwarka to Vrindavan. Now fifth verse is Ratha Arudo Gachan Pati Milita Bhudeva Patalai Suti Pradur Bhavam Pratipadamuk Karnaya Sada Daya Sindhu Bandhu Sakala Jagatam Sindhu Sataya Jagannath Swami Nayana Patanami Bhavat. So he's saying Ratha Arudo Gachan. Now the Jagannath is sitting on Rath. Pathi Mirita Bhudeva Patale. Bhudev is demigods. Dev is demigod, who is earth. Demigods of earth, that is Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are called demigods of earth. Patalai. Milita means they are all together. Pathi means on the path. Patalai. And they are singing glories. Patalai. So, Shankara is immediately remembering return of Krishna from Dwarka to Vrindavan on Rath. And Suti Pradur Bhavam. And as soon as he is being praised, Pratipadam, at every step, Upakarnaya Sada, Jagannath is simply hearing their stutis, their praises. That is Jagannath. His quality is to give mercy, his quality is to give love. His one of the qualities is to hear his praises from his devotees, which are full of love. He wants to do that. That's his mood. That's his mood. He wants to do okay. He wants to sit and he wants to hear his praises. Is he a stupid person that he wants to hear his praises? Egoistic? No, because he understands that Daya Sindhu, he's ocean of mercy. Bandhu, he's a friend. All see, this fifth verse is talking about qualities. He understands that if anybody praises him, he will be benefited. Sakala Jagatam Sindhu Sutaya. He's a friend of all the world. Sindhu Sutaya. And he is, Sindhu Sutaya has two meanings. Sutaya means daughter, Sindhu means ocean. He is there with Lakshmi residing there. So where is Lakshmi? Lakshmi is in the kitchen of Jagannath, preparing food for Jagannath. We know that Lakshmi is preparing 56 times bhogas for Lord Jagannath. As per the custom, people say, because it's impossible to make food for Jagannath 56 times, especially when they put pots, big pots, small, and the topmost pot rice is cooked first and bottom is the last. It's a miracle. So nobody is able to understand because Lakshmi is cooked. And then when he is going on his rath, what's happening? Sixth verse is talking about Lord Chaitanya. By the way, how he is singing when rath is going. That's hidden. Param Brahma Pida Kovalaya the Lothfulla Nayano. Who is this Jagannath on Rath when he's to Vrindavan? What is his mood? Param Brahma Pida. This Jagannath is Param Brahma Pida. Pida means crown. Param Brahma. Parabrahma means Parabrahma means God. He's a crown of God. That means there are so many Vishnus, but he is even God of Vishnu. Vishnu is God, but he is the God of Vishnu. He's a crown crest of gods. Krishna. This is Jagannath. Kovale Dalot Fulla Nayano. His eyes, Dalot Fulla Nayano means eyes. His eyes are very big. Kovalaya means. So you see Kovalaya Peed, that elephant. His eyes like very big, like elephant. So this verse is talking about internal mood of Krishna. You see Krishna is a person. Now, a person has so many desires. Some desires are superficial, some desires are inner, some desires are right inside the heart. This verse is talking about what Krishna longs for. If you enter the heart of Krishna and if you go inside, and if you go to the last point, innermost recess, the core of his heart, what desire he has, that's what this verse is talking about. That desire was a mood of Lord Chaitanya when he was dancing in front of Chaitanya. He understood that. So his desire is Kovale, his eyes are very big. Why his eyes are very big? Because by big eyes, he's simply searching for service in the heart of his devotees to give them mercy. He's trying to find an excuse to give mercies to his devotees. Although we are full of heaps of sins. I mean to say, if I say you have to find a needle on a mountain, it's impossible. That's what he's doing. He's seeing mountains and mountains of sins, but he's finding small service somewhere and he's saying, okay, this is service he's doing, I give him mercy. He's finding an excuse. That's his innermost desire. And then Nivasi Niladra Nihita Charana Ananta Shirasi. He lives in Niladri, but Nihita Charana Ananta Shirasi. He wants to give his lotus feet Ananta Shirasi on the head of Ananta. Ananta means Anant Shesh, who is singing his glories, limitless glories by his limitless heads for limitless time. So that's his innermost mood. He wants to give mercy to those people who are always glorifying him, always glorifying him. He's longing for that. He's longing to find a devotee who is always glorifying him. He wants to see him by his big eyes. By big eyes, he's also searching for a devotee. Where is my devotee? He's always 24 hours, satatam, kirtanto, always glorifying him. That's why when Mahaprabhu was dancing in front of Rath Yatra, Jagannath was simply seeing Lord Chaitanya. When Chaitanya used to go behind Rath, Jarath used to stop because he used to find where is Chaitanya gone. He longs to come in contact with such a devotee who is always glorifying him day and night, walking, talking, sleeping, happiness, distress, fear, anxiety, or satisfied or satisfaction in all stages. He's simply glorifying Krishna. That's what he longs for. He wants to see and meet such a devotee. And the topmost among all such devotees is Radha. Rasa Anando Radha Sarasavapur Alingana Sukho. Alingana means embrace. Sukha means happiness. He wants, simply longs to embrace Srimati Radha. You see, if you go inside the heart, the last and the most prominent desire is he wants to embrace Radha. Because Radha is such a devotee who is always, always glorified. See, such a beautiful prayer. So by this verse, we understand this is not Dwarka Krishna. Jagannath is Vrindavan Krishna in Dwarka. We understand this. And that's how Mahaprabhu used to perceive Jagannath as. He didn't used to perceive Dwarka Krishna. He used to perceive Vrindavan Krishna in Dwarka. And then Shankara prays. Navaiya ache rajyam. Now he prays as the system is. First glorify and then pray. So he prays, Navaiya ache rajyam. I don't want rajya. I don't want kingdom. Kana manikya vaibhavam. I don't want gold, kanaka, manikya or palace. Nayacheyam ramyam. I don't want woman. Sakala jana kamyam, which is desired by everybody. Varavadhum. I don't want a bride. What do you want then? Jagannath says, Sada Kale Kale. I want to see your Kale Kale, big, big eyes. Sada Kale Kale. That's what two times Kale. Big, big, dark eyes. I want to see that. By this, we can understand the most important limb of Krishna. Okay, what's the most important limb? You might say, most important limb. All limbs are important, but most important is his lotus feet. Because lotus feet, all devotees desire lotus feet, but Shankara says, no, the most important limb is his eyes. And that's why Vishwakarma, when he made Jagannath, he didn't put legs, he didn't put hands, he just put eyes on the face. You see, his most important is eyes. Why? Because lotus feet give mercy to his devotees only when you surrender to them. But his eyes gives mercy to everyone, whether you're surrendered or not surrendered. Jagannath simply sees everybody and he distributes his mercy. A lotus feet, you have to come and take shelter, then only he will give mercy. That's why he says, I simply want to meditate on your eyes, because your eyes are giving mercy to yogye, ayogye, everybody. Pramatha Patina, Lord Shiva. Pramatha means mad, Patina means Lord. So Shankara is remembering, Shankara is saying, I want to simply see your eyes and I want to simply see your devotees. Either Shankara or you can say Chaitanya. Yeah, that's why I told this verse. Shankara is saying, I want to see Lord Chaitanya. Gita Charito, who is always singing your glories and who is simply meditating on your eyes. Pramatha Patina. Pramatha means mad and Patina means master. Who is a master of mad people? Either Shiva or Chaitanya. Chaitanya is mad. Chaitanya says, Abaul Baul, I am one mad person. Advaicharya, he says, you are one mad person. And I made everybody mad. So according to us, by the way, Pramatha Patina is not Shiva. Pramatha Patina is Lord Chaitanya. So Shankara is saying, Shankara is actually praying here in a hidden form. I want to meditate on Lord Chaitanya. I want to meditate on Lord Chaitanya, meditating upon you. And singing your glories. Jagannath Swami Nayana Patakami Bhavatume. And then he says, Haratvam Samsaram, O my Lord, please take away this samsara. This by samsara, he means lust, anger, greed. That's what samsara is. Samsara is not about money, woman, things. It's about lust, anger, greed, false ego. Every atom of this material world contains false ego. Every atom, by the way. In fact, gravity is false ego. Gravity, it attracts, it keeps things together. And that's a function of false ego. False ego keeps things together. It doesn't allow things to move from one place. It doesn't allow conceptions to move and dissolve our wrong conceptions. That's false ego. This is the samsara. Please take it away, false ego. Drutataram, very quickly, asaram, which is worthless, Surapate. He is praying to Jagannath, who is there in Dwarka, Surapate. Haratvam papanam, please take away all my sins. What are my sins? Why Shankara is saying I'm sinful? Because Shankara says, as Chaitanya Prabhu used to say, I'm sinful because, well, I'm not involved in lust, anger, greed, I know. But still I think I'm sinful because I'm separated from you. Because only because of my some sins you have rejected me, you are away from me. Vitate maparam, I have immeasurable sins. Hey, Adapate, please, Hare, please take it away. This is a beautiful prayer. That's what we have to pray from Krishna. I mean to say, but before that, we have to be convinced we have mountains of sins. Vitatim aparam. Aparam means big mountains. Hey, Adapate, aho dinanathe, hey dinanathe, neta charano nishchitamidam. Please give your lotus feet to me, to everybody. This is the goal and object of life, your lotus feet. Although a meditation are on the eyes of God, which are very important, but ultimately we want to surrender to your lotus feet. Because lotus feet represents service. That's the whole idea. So by receiving mercy, what you have to do? You have to do service. So please engage me in your service. Hey, Dinanath, that's what Prabhupada taught us. Jagannath Swami Nayanath Patagami Bhavatame. And here he ends his prayers. And by this prayer, you can now understand why Mahaprabhu used to sing, why Jagannath Ashtakam is sung daily to Jagannath, why does he like so much, how this poem is summarizing all our Gaudiya Vaishnava understanding and everything what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us. Even mood of Lord Chaitanya, this poem is talking about. That's why Jagannath Ashtakam is a poem composed by Shankara, Shankara Mayavadi, hundreds of years back before Lord Chaitanya. And we can see how just by reading Jagannath Ashtakam, you can capture the entire essence of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this, anyway, that later sometimes I can talk how Jagannath Ashtakam is compared to Chaitanya Charitamrita. And also, these 8 verses are exactly parallel to Chaitanya Shikshastra. And that homework you can do. It's parallel to Chaitanya Shikshastakam. So Mahaprabhu is not something, he has not concocted something. Somebody can say Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu's mood and all this, is concocted from where it is coming. Isn't it? I mean to say, Sarva Bhattacharya said, Mahaprabhu, what are you doing? You're doing nonsense. What are you doing? What is this mood of Radha and weeping and separation? Read Upanishads. But here, come on, Shankara seems himself saying this. So if there is any follower of Shankara, true follower of Shankara, that is Chaitanya. Let's speak like this. Anybody who is a true enemy of Shankara, that is Chaitanya. So it's both ways. That's why this poem is so nice. Anyway, Hare Krishna. I'll end up here. And next time I can discuss, maybe sometimes if we get time, we can discuss Jagannath Ashtakam from very different perspectives. There's so many perspectives. Jagannath Ashtakam is unlimited. You can simply talk about Jagannath Ashtakam from so many perspectives. I recently gave a class on Zoom in America only, recently, a few days back. They also talked about Jagannath Ashtakam, but from a very different perspective. And this, I thought I'll again talk from a different perspective. Anyway, thank you very much. Hare Krishna, any questions? Otherwise, I'll just...
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, devotees, if you have any questions, please go ahead, please.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Can you hear me, Prabhu?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, Prabhuji, thank you very much, Prabhu, for explaining the meaning word by word and making us understand. Now, when we listen to the verse, the Ashtakam, we'll at least remember, you know, few of these aspects. Prabhuji, my question is, you know, we see here Shankaracharya is such a great devotee who understands the mood, you know, of Mahaprabhu. Right? By, you know, if you see, always, you know, in Prabhupada books, we always see the Mayavadi is being criticized. And for that, you know, Shankaracharya is a leader, right? So how do we understand, Prabhu, from that way?
Well, we think that Shankara has spoken this poem in his ecstasy. There is no other way to... So just like that, a poem is there, Bhaj Govindam?
Yes.
Bhaj Govindam Moodmate? Isn't that poem by Shankara? So that also probably he spoke in his ecstasy. That's why I told in ecstasy he destroyed himself. So it's interesting. So his followers, what about his followers? They also read Jagannath Ashtakam. So what do they think? They think, well, Shankara has spoken this poem for people who are of less understanding. At least they can worship Jagannath, Krishna, Sambhay. And then they can dance, and then later they will realize it's everything is wrong. So Shankara just did mercy on people who are on lower platform. That's all they think.
Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhu. One more question, Prabhu. This one, this the words when you're explaining, right? We are going through the meaning, and it has in-depth meaning, Prabhu. And when we just read, or recite, we don't understand, you know, what is going on. We're just reciting, you know. Like a parrot.
That's the whole point. That is what point is. We have taken the words of scriptures, but not its meaning. So that's why Mahaprabhu says, "Bahu janma jodi kare shravan kirtan tabutona paaye Krishna padukya." It's based to, not exactly based. We get at Sukrutis, but not understanding the meaning. It's a waste of exercise in one way because you don't get love from that perspective. And it's same with Hare Krishna. So that's why you see Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was very skeptic of singing Jagannath Ashtakam in a musical way, with musical instruments. In fact, any song. He was a poet and he wrote so many songs. So many books, Sharanagati poem. So many books of poem, isn't it? Sharanagati, Gitavali, Geetmala. But he never used to even want his devotees to sing these songs with musical instruments and in tune. He said, well, you can sing in a tune, but don't sing with musical instruments. He was against that. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta, he was also not such a great musician. Because by the logic of Bhaktivinoda Thakur was that people simply sing music and then they lost in music. And then they lost in the tune, and then they even don't hear the words properly. What to understand the meaning? You see the point? They're simply lost in the tune. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, well, it's better than to simply sing this slowly, no problem. And slowly and meditate on each word, no problem. You don't have to really even sing in the tune. It's even that's not necessary. What is necessary is the meaning. And that's why music and all these is, and these words, they are just like, I mean, especially music is like sugar candy, isn't it? Given to the child just because to give medicine. Medicine is these words, and not just the word, but the meaning of the words. So words are simply letters. But if you don't understand the meaning, we are like people who are eating a dead body. It's on life. A life sustains life, not dead things sustain dead things. So it's very that's why I thought I'll discuss Jagannath Ashtakam. Well, everybody's singing Jagannath Ashtakam. But what's the point? Then you end up wasting time, that's all. You end up wasting time, that's all. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if you sing for 1 hour and it's a waste of time, you actually wasted your precious life, time of life. So it's good to, if you can, if you know the meaning and if you can sing with tune and music, perfect. But if you can't do that, if you lost here and there, better just sing in front of Jagannath, sit and sing in front of Jagannath, sing each word nicely with meaning and with emotions, then that's better. So that's why it's good to, that's why there's association, isn't it? So that we can explain the meanings and then you can meditate and you can get more deeper meanings. But so many meanings of Jagannath Ashtam. So that's how it goes. That's where, what to do. So that's the sad part of it. You see, Mahaprabhu brought this Sankirtan movement from spiritual world. But then, of course, there are so many, there are benefits, but then there are drawbacks also for everything. So there are benefits, music, dancing, and you can do devotion, but then there are drawbacks. It can also suck you and then not allow your mind to be focused on the meaning. So that's life. Anybody who understands this, he can go back to Godhead. Otherwise, it's impossible to go to Godhead. So I just gave you an entry in Jagannath Ashtakam, just to make you realize, go deeper in this. And then it's limitless, these kind of poems. Isn't it? That's how it goes.
Yeah, very true, Prabhu. Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Dhanavatam.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanavat Pranam. Thank you for the wonderful explanation of Jagannath Ashtakam. Prabhuji, like how Prabhuji asked, on the same line, like Shankaracharya was a believer and promoter of Mayavad, formless, and yet he is singing about a form. So, like, how do Mayavadis, like the followers, like even in ecstasy, like even Mahaprabhu was a believer of personal form, he even in ecstasy will not sing something about formless.
That's what I explained. According to Mayavadis, Shankara not only sang about Krishna, he also sang about Durga, many praises, about Ganesha, about Surya, about Shiva. All these Panchupasana. And he said, I'm singing for the people who are devotees of Krishna, devotees of Shiva, devotees of this. I'm singing for them. And the Mayavadi says he sung for them and so that they can somehow connect to God. And then later, all this form will go and they will realize what is formless. So for Shudras and for people who are not elevated, for them he has sung all these songs. So they can somehow get connected. That's their explanation. But we understand that he sung in ecstasy because he watched Lord Shiva. We understand that. But the explanation is like that.
Okay, Prabhuji, thank you so much for the answer. Dandavat Pranam, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, our glorious to Srila Prabhupada. Very, very beautiful class. And thank you for setting the mood for the upcoming Rath Yatra. You know, we can now sing it with meaning. And as you said, sing it in front of Jagannath and meditate on the meaning and that will enhance the mood. So thank you, Prabhuji, for bringing up that point and setting up the mood. I'll really, you know, request you to please, whenever possible, if you can explain, maybe in your next class, you know, how this Jagannath Ashtakam is related to Shikshashtakam, right? As you said. So we'll definitely like to hear, Prabhu, maybe in your next class, you can cover that. But thank you so much. Really appreciate. Hare Krishna.
Okay, anybody wants to ask anything? Or
Hare Krishna, is there anybody having any more questions for Prabhuji? Please go ahead. Unable to mute. Shashi got answered. Okay, I get everybody's. Is there anybody unable to unmute or you can put it in the chat? So is there anybody having any more question? Okay, Prabhu, I think so.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class. I would like to offer my obeisances to you and all the Asapul Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitana Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnava Rindiki Jai.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice. Dhanvat Pranam. Hare Krishna.